Joining me right now, excited to have him with us, Clint Smith. He's a longtime Arizona resident out in the East Valley, and he's running for Congress. And Clint, thanks for being with us here on KTAR.
My pleasure. Good to be with you again, Barry.
You too. Hey, I wanted to ask you, and this is, it always interests me, you're running for Congress as an independent. We don't see that very often, but your background is you're a Republican, right? You're a conservative.
I go way back as a Republican, back to college days. Yes.
Okay. And you're and you're running against Andy Biggs in the new district there. And what is causing you as a Republican? What is causing you to run as an independent against the incumbent Biggs?
Well, first of all, I didn't see any place for me in the current Republican Party, either locally or nationally. I just felt like it's kind of gone berserk, and I am not a part of that party. I have conservative principles, but I also have and have had my differences for years with the Republican Party and some of the positions, but now it's gone into a cult of personality and gone into really crazy land, and so I left last July, July 4th, declared my independence.
And you're going to run as an independent. You know, Andy Biggs in the news again yesterday, the January 6th committee in Congress just subpoenaed him along with four other Republicans who, you know, they say either were involved or have information potentially about what happened on January 6th, about the insurrection. At least one person that I'm aware of has said that Andy Biggs was involved in the planning of January 6th. I mean, is this the sort of thing that is driving you to run?
Well, it's not that particular incident, but it's right. The attitude that leads to it, of course. What we're talking about here is a total lack of respect for institutions of government, a lack of faith in the way we do business and the way we handle our elections and all kinds of things. And Andy has fueled that fire with basically misinformation.
Clint Smith's joining us. He's running for Congress in the East Valley. And that misinformation, I think, is a lot of what's fueling what fueled January 6th and the insurrection and continues to fuel what we're seeing now throughout the country and in the Republican Party. If you're elected, though, you're an independent, do you anticipate, are you going to caucus with the Republicans? You said you've been a Republican most of your life. Do you anticipate on most issues economically and otherwise that you will vote as a Republican?
On most issues, that's probably true, but there are lots of issues where I do disagree with the Republican Party, and honestly, I just don't like the whole idea of having to say, if I'm in this caucus, I have to agree on every single issue. That's where I have a real problem with this. That's why I'm independent. I have my own position on several things that are appealing to both sides of the aisle.
Clint Smith is with us here on KTAR. He's running for Congress. And I think that's how things used to be, Clint, right? I mean, it used to be you were in Congress, you voted your conscience, you tried to represent your district as best you can. And now it just seems like everybody has to vote party line or they get in trouble and yelled at and primaried and anything else. It's really been, I think, a downturn in the whole political system here. But let me ask you, how do you go about, as an independent, how do you go about beating an incumbent Republican in a heavily skewed Republican district?
Well, there are a lot of people out there who feel like I do, that both parties have gone, the extremes rule the show, and that's the problem we have generally in politics in our country. But the vast majority, 60 to 70% of us, are in the middle saying, I just want to get things done. I want to be rational about this, and I want to be rational about that. And there's a whole movement to be tapped into, and that's what we're finding. As we talk to people, I find that there are Republicans, there are Democrats, and there are independents. This coalition, it's been successful before. You will recall in 2011, a very high-profile Republican Senate president here in Arizona was knocked out by Jerry Lewis, who was a different breed of conservative, and that coalition took him out, which I was a co-chair of Jerry's campaign, and I stand by that. It was a great victory. It was an uphill battle, but it worked, and I feel like it can work again.
It was a great victory for Arizona then, and really took the rhetoric down considerably and stopped making Arizona the kind of the joke around the country. So I agree with you there, and it's interesting to see if it could happen here. I mean, Andy Biggs is just, he's that level of extreme. I mean, here's a guy, he's been repeatedly over the last couple of months, he's voting against, and really one of the only like five Congress people voting against aid to Ukraine, voting against providing weapons to Ukraine and aid to Ukraine. And I really don't understand why that is, but do you think there are enough people in the East Valley, including a lot of Republicans, to say, you know what, it's enough already. We support what's going on in Ukraine, and we want to be with the other 97% of the people in our country who support that and stop electing a guy who's against that?
Yeah, Barry, I know for a fact there are enough people out there. The question is, will he be motivated enough to get up and vote? Because this is a big deal. This is literally preserving our democracy to push back against that kind of an attitude where once you get elected and you're in office and you don't have to pander to anybody but your core base, which is a fraction of the total electorate, and that's what we've got here. And so, yes, there's a big movement to be had. There's a lot of people out there that feel the way you and I do.
Is Clint Smith's with us? He's running for Congress as an independent in the East Valley. And is there a Democrat running, Clint? Is there any chance the Democrats won't run somebody just to really give you the opportunity to go head-to-head against Andy Biggs?
There is a Democrat who got enough signatures to be on the ballot. As I understand it, did it all by himself, has no support, I don't think, from the party, and doesn't have any money. But he's on the ballot. Yeah. So, yeah, that's out there.
All right. Well, I mean, it's a shame because I think you have a chance either way because I think you're right. I think the majority of the people, I think, are maybe a little center left, maybe a little center right. But these extremes on both sides, I don't think really appeal to the vast majority of people if we can get the turnout there. But boy, if the Democrats could hear this and say, I'd much rather have, I mean, if it's just a Democrat against Andy Biggs, Biggs is going to win in that district. But if it's you against Andy Biggs, I think there's a real chance you beat him. So I'm wondering if the Democrats are seeing or hearing that message.
Well, I'm hoping so, because this is a rational voice, and this is the only way to do it.
All right. Clint Smith is with us. He's running for Congress against Andy Biggs as an independent. Clint, if the folks want to learn more about you, where do they go to do that?
ClintSmithForCongress.com.
All right. ClintSmithForCongress.com. You can learn more about Clint, his positions on the issues, and I appreciate you taking a few minutes with us this morning.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Clint. All right.